Hello all, this is the only chick, and I'm responding to Two Dudes, One Boo with the topic of divorce. And I believe they're reading an article about the top 10 causes for divorce. Number one being infidelity, and number two being compatibility, and on and on and on. I have never been through a divorce, so it's easy for me to say or pass judgment, I guess, on what I think would be a cause of divorce. But in my opinion, I think that besides abuse, the only real cause for divorce would be that the two people don't want to grow together. It doesn't matter how long you've been together, how old you were when you got married. People are always changing and evolving. And if you and your spouse don't choose to grow together, I don't think it's possible to be able to stay married. And that's what would cause a divorce. I think, in my opinion, one person has given up and doesn't want to work it out. Now, that being said, I think there's just as many marriages that are in the same situation where one person has given up, but they don't want to take it to that level, and it would probably be better off if they got divorced. But, I mean, a lot of those answers, like the incompatibility, I can't remember all the other ones, but they all sounded the same to me, other than the abuse one, which I'm surprised that the abuse was so low, which is good. I guess that means, you know, not the majority of marriages don't break up because of divorce, so that's a positive, I think. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm totally off base in my thinking or not. I mean, that's just the way, like I said, I've never been through it, so that's just the way that I perceive it. Marriage is hard, and if you don't work on it together, then it's going to end. But again, what do I know? Cheers, everybody.